And from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more, belairmusic.org. And from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we'll be listening to the music of the American singer, songwriter, and pianist, Carole King. Carole King, from her 1971 album Tapestry, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. What an amazing songwriter. She co-wrote that song with her husband, Jerry Goffin. And they met each other in college, actually. Carole King was born in Manhattan, in New York, New York, and she was raised in Brooklyn. When she's a teenager, she's like dreaming of having an entertaining career or something, because that's when she changes her name from Carole Klein. She adds an E to her first name, and she changes her last name to King. She sees the name in the phone book, and she thinks that's a better name, so she changes her name to Carole King as a teenager. She goes to college in Queens College, which is where she meets Jerry Goffin. She also makes good friends with Paul Simon in Queens College. And she is going out. She's dating Neil Sedaka, who's also a very well-known songwriter. And he writes a song for her called Oh, Carole. And she responds. She writes a song back called Oh, Neil. And then she writes another song right at the same time called Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? And that becomes her very first number one hit when the Shirelles record that album in 1960. So she goes on to actually do her own recording and performance of that song on that Tapestry album, which doesn't get released until 1971. So all throughout the 60s, Carole King and her husband, Jerry Goffin, are co-writing incredible hits. Throughout the 1960s, they write 24 songs that are in the top 10 singles. It's amazing. The thing that's interesting is that she's not performing any of these songs. She's writing the songs and other people are recording them all throughout the 60s. The very first song, Will You Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles. In 1961, the Drifters record Some Kind of Wonderful. And then in 1968, Marvin Gaye does a cover of the same song, Some Kind of Wonderful. In 1962, the Beatles record one of her songs on their very first album, Introducing the Beatles, called Chains. And I thought it would be really great to hear this recording. It's the only song we're going to hear that's not actually Carole King performing today. But there was an entire decade where her songs were recorded by other people. So I thought it would be great to hear a representative song from the 60s. The Beatles also recorded another Carole King song, Keep Your Hands Off My Baby. In 1962, she also wrote the songs The Locomotion With Me, and the Chiffons recorded that. In 1962, she wrote a song called He Hit Me, and it felt like a kiss, which the Crystals recorded. And then Courtney Love recorded the song on her album Hole in 1994. In 62, she also wrote the song Go Away, Little Girl, that Steve Lawrence recorded. She wrote that same year Crying in the Rain that the Everly Brothers recorded. She wrote One Fine Day that the Chiffons recorded in 1963. Rita Coolidge recorded that in 1979. That same year, she wrote Up on the Roof that the Drifters recorded. That same year, she wrote I'm Into Something Good that Herman's Hermits recorded. She wrote Don't Bring Me Down that the Animals recorded in 1966, and also Tom Petty again in 1986. She wrote Going Back, which Dusty Springfield recorded. She wrote Pleasant Valley Sunday, which the Monkees recorded. And then she wrote in 1967 the song that we just heard, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, which Aretha Franklin recorded in 1967. So what an amazing career throughout the 60s. Let's hear that Beatles song that I mentioned. They recorded this in 1963. This is a Carole King composition called Chains from Introducing the Beatles.
Chains, my baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. Whoa, these chains of love got a hold on me, yeah. A chain, well I can't break away from these chains. Cause I'm not free. Oh, these chains.
fine. I'd like to love you, but darling, I'm imprisoned by these chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. Oh, these chains of love got a hold on me, yeah. Please believe me when I tell you, your lips are sweet. I'd like to kiss them, but I can't break away from all of these chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. Oh, these chains of love got a hold on me, yeah. Chains, chains of love.
It's John Lennon with the Beatles singing the Carole King song, Chains. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF. And I am exploring the music of Carole King, an amazing American singer-songwriter. So, you know, I recently did a show about John Lennon, and he said that American rock and roll, changed his life. And he was very familiar with Carole King. She was extremely well known throughout the 60s. You know, I just read a list of all the songs that her and her husband, Jerry Goffin, 24 hits in the 60s. So she's not really performing her own stuff. She meets James Taylor in 1969. James Taylor was over in England with the Beatles, and he was signed to their Apple label. And he released his first album in England, worked with Paul McCartney and stuff. And then he leaves the Apple label, and he returns to California. And in 1969, James Taylor plays a six-night gig at a very well-known music hall in Los Angeles called The Troubadour. And Carole King plays that gig with him in 1969. And I think something must have really clicked for her, because she starts to record and perform her own songs for the first time. In 1970, she released an album called Rider, and it just goes nowhere. Just totally goes nowhere. And then she does this this gig with James Taylor at the Troubadour, and then she records his album. She's on the very first album that he records out in California called Sweet Baby James. Carole King plays the piano on that album. And then later that year, she records her own album called Tapestry, and James Taylor is playing guitar on her album. And I think there was something about the collaboration she did with him that turned a key for her, because Tapestry was an instant hit. It was a huge internationally selling album. It held the number one spot in the charts for 15 consecutive weeks. It remained on the chart for nearly 6 years. It sold 10 million copies in the United States and 25 million copies worldwide. So the Tapestry album, 1971. We heard a track from it at the very beginning of the show, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. So let's hear two more songs from that album. I'd like to play Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, which was one of the very first songs that she ever wrote. It was originally recorded in 1960 by the Shirelles. So let's hear Carole King's version of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, and another song from that same album called Beautiful. Carole King, Tapestry.
Smile on your face and show the world all the people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with a workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passersby. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful. In a world where tears are just a lullaby, if there's any answer, maybe love can end the madness. Maybe not all, but we can only try. You got to get up every morning with a smile.
Coming to the Events Gallery at Bethel Woods Center for the Arts on Sunday, September 26th at 7 p.m., legendary folk and country singer Ramblin' Jack Elliott. A living link to Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, and the 60s folk scene, Ramblin' Jack Elliott is at Bethel Woods one night only, Sunday, September 26th. For tickets and more information, visit bethelwoodscenter.org or ticketmaster.com. Paid for by Bethel Woods.
Carole King from her 1971 album Tapestry. And you can hear James Taylor playing the guitar, and he was also singing backup vocals with her on that amazing album. You know, Tapestry was the top-selling solo album until Michael Jackson's Thriller in 1982. It got several Grammy Awards. It got 4 Grammy Awards, Album of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Performance, the Female Record of the Year, and the Song of the Year for You've Got a Friend. And, you know, James Taylor recorded You've Got a Friend on his solo album called Mudslide Slim, and that became a huge hit for James Taylor. So that album was released in early 71, and in July of that very year, Carole King does a live concert at Carnegie Hall, which has recently been released on CD. And these are amazing performances. So I thought we'd hear a few of these takes from Carole King's Live at Carnegie Hall. This concert was performed on June 18th in 1971. And we'll be hearing 3 songs that she's written: Home Again, So Far Away, and It's Too Late, Baby. Carole King, live at Carnegie Hall.
This is probably a sure way to get applause, but I was born in Brooklyn. And so coming back to New York is, for me, home again. Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. I really need someone to talk to, and nobody else knows how to comfort me tonight. Snow is cold, rain is wet, chills my soul right to the marrow. I won't be happy till I see you alone again, till I'm home again and feeling right. So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood. Holding you again could only do me good. How I wish I could, but you're so far away. One more song about moving along the highway. Can't say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it being close to you. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know that you're so far away. Traveling around sure gets me down and lonely. Nothing else to do but close my mind. I sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to but you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're so far away.
At the 11th hour last night, literally, I got a call from Los Angeles, and this next person is he said that he was coming here and he was going to play, and here he is, Danny Cooch. Thank you all for this, by the way.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something can't fake it. Oh, no, no. Well,
to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, na 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 na. There'll be good times again for me and you, but we just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. And it's too
Carole King, live at Carnegie Hall, June 1971. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Tonight at 7:30, it's a very special edition of Cross Currents with David Dan, revisiting live from Studio B with the Joe Mantilla Trio and special guests, including Jake Lentz, Mike Cull, Lewis Landon, and many others. That's a special edition of Cross Currents tonight from 7:30 to 9 p.m. here on 90.5 FM WJFF. So Carole King, an amazing songwriter, and what a piano style. That was just a remarkable performance of songs from her Tapestry album. So, you know, a prolific songwriter, she is not only an amazing songwriter and a performer, but, you know, she's also an actress as well. In 1988, she starred in the off-Broadway production A Minor Incident. In 1994, she played Mrs. Johnstone on Broadway in Blood Brothers. In 1996, she appeared in Brighton Beach Memoirs in Ireland, directed by Peter Sheridan. And you know what? She's also been on TV. She's made three appearances as a guest star on the TV series The Gilmore Girls. She plays Sophie, the owner of the Stars Hollow music store. And her, Carole King's song called Where You Lead, I Will Follow is the theme song for the series The Gilmore Girls. And Carole King recorded that song singing it with her own daughter, Louise Goffin. Anyway, also very politically active, Carole King. In 1990, she started working with the Alliance for the Wild Rockies, and she's trying to get a Protection Act passed. And she's testified on Capitol Hill in defense of the Ecosystem Protection Act three times. Carole King has testified on Capitol Hill in 1994, 2007, and again just recently in 2009. She also was a big supporter of John Kerry, and she was performing private concerts for various caucus delegates during the Democratic primaries. And on July 29th in 2004, she made a short speech, and she sang at the Democratic National Convention. Right before John Kerry made his acceptance speech for the nomination for president. So a very high-profile cultural figure and a very prolific songwriter. She, in 1997, she wrote a song for Celine Dion called The Reason. And this was released on Celine Dion's album, Let's Talk About Love. But Carole King recorded her own version of the song called The Reason, and she released it in 2001 on an album entitled Love Makes the World. So let's hear Carole King performing The Reason from her 2001 recording.
I figured it out. I was high and low and everything in between. I was wicked and wild and baby, you know what I mean. Till there was you, yeah, you, oh you. Something went wrong. I made a deal with the devil for an empty IOU. I've been to hell and back, but an angel was looking through. It was you.
Sleep through the night. You are the reason. because of you.
Carole King. That's her song called The Reason, which she wrote in 1997 for Celine Dion. And that recording we just heard was from her 2001 album called Love Makes the World. She released that album on her own record label called Rockingale. And that was Celine Dion singing with her on that track. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And we're getting in touch with Carole King. So, an amazing lifetime career. According to a man named Joel Whitburn, who's like a researcher for Billboard magazine, Carole King has written more Billboard Top 100 hits than any other woman from 1955 through 1999. She has written or co-written 118 hits. Prolific songwriter, amazing woman. So, you know, earlier in the show I mentioned that she met James Taylor in 1969 and what a profound influence they had on each other. And they did a concert back in 1969 at the Troubadour. Well, the Troubadour had its 50th anniversary in 2008. And on that occasion, James Taylor and Carole King got back together and they did a concert for the anniversary at the Troubadour. And they got so excited about it and how it went that they decided to put the band together and they embarked on a world tour. And so I have some recordings from, they started this world tour in March of 2010 this year. In Australia, they came to the United States in May, and it was like this hugely successful performing. It was, they grossed over $59 million, making it most one of the most successful tours so far this year, 2010. In any event, I do have some tracks. There's a DVD and a CD that has been released. And this is James Taylor and Carole King. The first song we're going to hear is a song that she originally recorded for her Tapestry album, I Feel the Earth Move, followed by You've Got a Friend. And then the last track we'll be hearing from this live with James Taylor will be Up on the Roof, which was one of her earliest compositions, which was recorded by the Drifters back in the 60s. So Carole King, what an amazing career. This is Carole King and James Taylor live in 2010. We'll start with I Feel the Earth Move.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
tumbling
down. This is a Carole King tune. A pure Carole King tune. I heard it for the first time standing right there where that green and red Christmassy light is there. I can't remember anything for 1 year either side of hearing this song, but I remember standing there and hearing maybe the best pop tune ever written, you know. I was just amazed. I didn't realize it at the time that I'd be singing that song every single night for the rest of my life. But it's a great song to be known for, and I've traveled around the world on this tune. So I thank Carole for it often when she's not around, and I'm going to thank her right now for it. When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care, and nothing, oh, well, nothing is going right, just close your eyes, thinking, yes, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. It's winter, spring, summer, or fall. Really, all you gotta do is call, and I will be there. Yeah, yes, I'll be there. You've got a friend.
If the sky above should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and calm an email loud. Soon you'll hear
your soul if you let them. Oh, now, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, oh, now, and you know. All you gotta do is call on
friend. You got yourself a friend. Ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? Walking and talking tonight.
Here we are at the troubadour. We never thought we would do this anymore. But this was the place.
This song that we're going to do now is a song that Carol wrote, I don't know, for the Drifters.
And you know what? Every once in a while I remember this was written with Jerry Goffin. He wrote the lyrics. And note how, thank you, yes, amen. And note how cleverly he inserted the word drift into this.
Oh, that's right.
You'll hear it.
I didn't notice that. That was lost on me until this very moment.
When this old world starts getting me down, people are just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
James Taylor, live at the Troubadour in 2010. Well, I hope you enjoyed this edition of Now and Then. My name is Kathy Geary, and thanks so much for listening. Check in next week when we'll be listening to the music of Tom Petty.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more. belairmusic.org. And from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233 AH, Monticello, New York.